All right. Welcome to episode 389 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. My name is Divine, and in today's podcast, we're going to be continuing the series on John chapter 6, verses 1 to 15. All right. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time in your presence. Thank you for your word that we have heard so far. Thank you for seeing us throughout this week. Thank you for providing for us. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for girding us. Thank you for our families. Thank you for everything you've done and been in our lives. Lord, we say may your name be praised. Father, in any way we have sinned or erred, we pray for your mercy. We pray for your cleansing. As we study your word this morning, we pray that may you come and speak to us by your precious Holy Spirit and give us the grace to not just be hearers only, but also doers of your word. It's in your mighty name we pray. Amen. So, probably earlier this week, we started up on John chapter 6, verses 1 to 15. And again, I'll encourage you, if you missed the first part of the series, I would encourage you to go back and listen to it. But basically, we've essentially hit on chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Right. So after this, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Right. So after this, Jesus crossed over to the far side of the Sea of Galilee, also known as the Sea of Tiberias. Right. A huge crowd kept following him wherever he went because they saw his miraculous signs as he healed the sick. Right. So just kind of a summary from last time is we're like, OK, so why do you follow Jesus? Right. Why are you following Jesus? Why are you following Jesus? All right. So now we'll go to verse 3. To continue our series, right? So then Jesus climbed the hill and sat down with his disciples around him. It was nearly time for the Jewish Passover celebration. Jesus soon saw a huge crowd of people coming to look for him. Turning to Philip, he asked, "Where can we buy bread to feed all these people?" Where can we buy bread to feed all these people? He was testing Philip, for he already knew what he was going to do, right? So this section of scripture really teaches us a few lessons that I think are very, very important, right? So the first thing is a test, right? Jesus tests us, right? Because the thing is, without a test, how are you going to grow, right? Literally, how are you going to grow? And the thing is, tests are very good ways of revealing the state of your heart. Right? Tests are very good ways of revealing the state of your heart. If things are always going well, or you never go through a test, then again, how are we going to know where you stand, right? I know that many of you that listen to this podcast are physicians or residents or medical students. And one of the things you do during a dedicated period for your USMLE exams is to do practice tests, right? Those practice tests show us or show you, hey, this is where I am. Literally, this is where I am, right? So without those tests, you have no gauge as to, okay, this is where I am in my study process, right? So the thing is, tests in our walk with the Lord are very good ways of revealing, okay, where do you stand, right? And the thing is, it's good to know where you stand so that you can make course corrections, so that you can make adjustments, right? You can make adjustments. You know, obviously, when you take the results of your practice exams during your dedicated period, it then gives some guidance and some insight. It sheds some light on, okay, this is probably what I should be doing. This thing I'm doing is probably not working, right? So tests are good, right? Tests and trials are good. They show where you stand, right? That's number one. And number two, they can be an opportunity for growth, right? They can be an opportunity for growth because Jesus already knew what he was going to do here, but he was just testing Philip just to see like, hey, where does this guy's faith stand? Right now, where does this guy's faith stand, right? Where does this guy's faith stand, right? Where does this guy's faith stand, right? So again, testing trials are not bad things, right? Prosperity gospel says, oh, you never want to go through a test or a trial. No, that is not God's will, right? That is not God's will. Testing, trials are okay, okay? Testing and trials are what? They are okay. They are okay. They are okay. Right? Because they help you grow and they also reveal where you are. And when you get a revelation of where you are, then that can be an impetus for your growth. All right. So verse 6 says he was testing Philip, for he already knew what he was going to do. And then verse 7 says, Philip replied, even if we worked for months, we wouldn't have enough money to feed them. Even if we worked for months, we wouldn't have enough money to feed them. And this is probably where this podcast is going to end today. There's a very important point I want to make here, right? So what was Philip seeing here? Philip was thinking in terms of the problem, right? As we're going to see in the next podcast, another disciple was thinking, apostle was thinking in terms of the solutions, right? So the thing is, whenever you encounter a challenge, how are you processing that challenge? Are you thinking in terms of problem? Or are you thinking in terms of solution? Right? It really determines the kind of individual that you are, right? Some people have a problem-focused mindset. Others have a solution-focused mindset. And the thing is, people that have a problem-focused mindset, they end up not really trusting in the Lord. They focus so hard on the problem, and they don't focus hard on the bigness of the God that can solve that problem. God with a big letter G, right? But the thing is, a person that is solution focused is not thinking, yes, they may be looking at the problem, but they are focused more on the God that they serve, that they know is able to solve that problem, right? The God that they serve, that they know is able to solve that problem. And not just that, those are people that are, because think about it, looking at a problem, does it solve that problem? No, it's coming up with a solution that will lead to the solving of that problem, right? So the thing is, have that solution-focused mindset. It's a mindset of faith. It's a mindset of trust in God, right? It's a mindset of faith. It's a mindset of trust in God. It's a mindset of faith. It's a mindset of trust in God. Philip was just seeing the problem, right? But as you're going to see, right? As you're going to see, Andrew was at least thinking of some kind of solution, right? In fact, if you see that in verse 8, he says, oh, then Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. There is a young boy here with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good is that with this huge crowd? Yes, don't get me wrong. You can see some elements of unbelief in Andrew's response. But at least he was beginning to think of a solution that, hey, okay, let's see, what do we have around us? We have 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, right? That's one thing that is very good. It's a very good principle of problem solving. Look at what you have around you. Look at what you have around you. The thing is, if the Lord is taking you to some place, he typically provides around you what you need, right? He's going to give you what you need. But the thing is, many times when people are going through a problem or a challenge or a trial, they're only thinking in terms of like, oh, some pie in the sky thing that they need to solve that problem, right? But the thing is, sometimes what you have around you is more than enough for you to solve that problem. You just need to pray to the Lord to give you wisdom and to give you creativity, right? So again, ask yourself, what are those things that represent the 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, right? To solve this issue, right? Be a solution-focused person, right? Because a person that starts thinking in solutions, starts thinking in faith, starts thinking in trust, starts thinking in hope. All right. So I think I'm going to go ahead and stop here, right? Again, if you're a person that has not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, you don't have hope, right? Or your hope is probably misplaced, right? You think that, oh, money is going to sort me out, or a high position is going to sort me out, or strong USMLE scores are going to sort me out. No, none of those things will sort you out. None of those things will give you peace. None of those things will give you lasting satisfaction. The only thing that can give you lasting satisfaction is a relationship with Jesus Christ. So if you've not surrendered your life to the Lord, I will encourage you to listen to episodes 254 and 280 on the website, 254 and 280. Those are salvation podcasts. They will tell you about the cost of following Jesus. And then if you do decide for the Lord, at the end of episode 280, there's an opportunity for you to say a prayer with me to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word we have heard this morning. Please give us the grace to not just be hearers only, but also doers of your word. Lord, we know that trials and temptations and tests are going to come. Give us the grace to pass those tests. But if we don't pass those tests, Lord, give us the grace to learn the lesson and to grow from these experiences. Because we know at the end, your goal for our lives is sanctification. So Father, please help us in this regard. And give us the grace to continuously glorify your name and honor you with our lives. Give us the grace to be solution-focused people and not problem-focused people. Give us the grace to look at the bigness of our God, not at the bigness of our problems. This we ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So, until episode 390, I will see you then, but have a wonderful day. God bless you and bye for now. Shalom.